It's probably the most automatic thing to happen in pro and college sports. A coach gets a nice long contract extension, which happened for Michigan coach Juwan Howard. He signed a 5-year extension on Tuesday night. And then that coach, with that new extension in hand, has a game that night, and they end up losing. Again, which happened as the 4th-ranked Wolverines fell at home to unranked Seton Hall 67-65 at Chrysler Center. The Wolverines led by as many as 11 points in the second half. Jaron Roden had 16 to lead the Pirates. Michigan's Hunter Dickinson had a game-high 18 points, and Eli Brooks had 17. The Wolverines don't play again until 12:30 a.m. on Saturday when they play UNLV out in Las Vegas. Notre Dame improved to 2-0 on the young season after a 70-61 win over High Point last night. Yale transfer Paul Atkinson Jr. scored 19 points and grabbed 11 rebounds for the Irish. 4 of the 5 Notre Dame starters scored in double figures. Tonight, Michigan State is on the road at Butler at 7 o'clock. The pregame show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 6 o'clock. On the women's side, 13th-ranked Michigan beat UMass Lowell 73-54, and Michigan State with a 73-62 win over Valparaiso. Tuesday night, Mid-American Conference football, or what's known as MACtion, had Eastern Michigan over Western Michigan 22-21 on the gray turf in Ypsilanti. A fourth-quarter fumble by Western Michigan quarterback Caleb Elby was converted into the go-ahead field goal by Eastern Michigan kicker Chad Ryland with 3:55 left. Tonight, Central Michigan takes their 2-game winning streak on the road down in Muncie, Indiana, to face Ball State with a 7 o'clock kickoff. In the NHL, the Red Wings got goals from Philip Zadina and one from Dylan Larkin before he was forced to leave the game because of COVID protocols in Detroit's 5-2 loss to the Dallas Stars. The Blackhawks are in Seattle tonight for the first look at the NHL's 32nd team as they face the Kraken at 10 o'clock. The Detroit Tigers turned a few heads last season by not finishing in last place. The Tigers' rebuild took another major step forward as Detroit signed free agent pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez to a 5-year deal worth $77 million. He spent the last 6 seasons with Boston, going 64-39 and a 4.16 ERA with the Red Sox. And there will apparently be 2 teams called the Cleveland Guardians next year, as the former Cleveland Indians baseball team has settled their lawsuit from the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team. Specifics on the deal were not released, but both teams will be able to continue using their names. And the high school volleyball state quarterfinals from last night in Division 2, Niles was eliminated with a 3-0 loss to Grand Rapids Christian, and Waterleaf was also eliminated 3-0 in the Division 3 quarterfinals by Muskegon Western Michigan Christian. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, November 17th, I'm Dave Wolf.